question was asked, where does this idea come from that we should not be quick to share good news that is in the process, that has not yet finished? So the idea is quoted already in the Talmud. It's a concept called Ayin Hara. And the Talmud, the Medrash, says it even about the Luchos, even about the Ten Commandments, that the first set of the Ten Commandments came down with great fanfare, and they were bashed. So there were external circumstances that caused them to be bashed. But Chazal saw in this that the second commandments were brought down, and it's not recorded that there was lightning or thunder or anything. It doesn't say what happened when Moshe came down the mountain with the second luchos. He just came down the mountain and put them in the ark. So Rashi over there says that you see here that even in this type of area, modesty and keeping things quiet brought blessing. She'en lecha yofe min atznius, Rashi says. You have nothing nicer than modesty, keeping things quiet. And this concept is quoted, Rashi also quotes it, about Hagar. Hagar became pregnant and Sarah looked badly after Hagar treated Sarah badly. Sarah looked badly and Hagar miscarried. And we have other examples throughout Chazal. We have responsa about this, where Chazal said that sometimes when we share with other people how good something is for us, so then other people look badly upon it, and that has its impact in heaven. It's as though the person's saying, why does he have it so good and I don't? And then in heaven they say, okay, well, look over the book. Someone raised the claim against you, and that could sometimes cause its undoing. So Chazal say, you have it in different places in Talmud too, in the Gemara in Shabbos, you have it in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, and the Medrash says, a person goes into a party, he doesn't ordinarily take all his kids together with him, he doesn't want everyone to look at them and look at them badly and be jealous, look at what a beautiful family he has. So people try to leave a kid at home or do something else. When Yaakov sends the 10 brothers down to Egypt, he tells them, don't all walk in through one gate, everyone will look at you and say, what a bunch of big, muscular, good-looking guys. I don't need everyone looking at you that way. You see that Chazal were wary of a person, the way a person looks jealously at someone else. Yosef HaTzadik was careful to walk in front of his mother to ensure that Esav wouldn't look at her jealously. We see it many times in Tanakh and then again in the Shas, that Chazal were wary of this idea, that you should try to ensure that people don't look jealously upon you, and then people's jealous looks can have some kind of impact. So this concept appears over and over again from the Tanakh through the Shas, and people very often take this out of hand. People will attribute a million things to this, but the concept is nonetheless an important one.
Wouldn't people, like, if you were like a place here, like here, and you talk to some people that what your problem was and what you were sad about, and suddenly you're like much more happier than you used to be, wouldn't people like figure out, he probably got solved his problem?
Right. It's a tough balance.
Because why are you so happy?
Right.
You wouldn't be that happy just because you got a plate of chocolate or something. You'd be that like a...
Right, so what we try to do is wait until it's a done deal, and then share it. There is this concept that things, once they're done, are less apt to become undone, whereas when things are in the process, then it's easier to derail them, from a spiritual perspective too.
But isn't that contradicting to Amona?
Well, if we say that this is one of the things that Hashem created in the world, just like if someone's jealous, he could steal from someone else. So too, if someone's jealous, then that can arouse in heaven that they'll rejudge, should he get it. Meaning jealousy plays a role. We can look at it from a very superstitious angle and say, if he looks at it with the evil eye, so then that'll destroy it. Or we could look at it from a more spiritual perspective and say, that feeling of jealousy is like a claim in heaven. Why does he have it and I don't? And that arouses that a person gets rejudged. We have this concept in a few places in Talmud, that a person can sometimes cause himself to be rejudged. And if the judge opens your books again, so then you don't know what the conclusion is going to be. It says if a person unnecessarily puts himself in danger. He should realize that's the equivalent of putting himself in front of a court and tribunal to decide should he make it out safely or not. Person speeds on the highway, and he figures it'll be okay. Either it will or it won't. But you know what? Even if it's okay, he should realize that the fact that he took an unnecessary risk caused his books to be reopened in heavens. And either it'll come out or not. And even if he comes out okay, he should realize that it cost him. Meaning they did detract something from him. So, you see, there is this idea. Okay, yeah.